That's bus hands. She's got the bus hands. Sometimes when you wake up in the morning and your joints just aren't ready to move, that's sausage fingers.
Yeah, my God.
You have some sausages and it makes it worse.
Yeah, cold sausage.
Well, you know, I have a strategy for that when somebody, you know, somebody knows I have my banjo with me and has me get out of the ice cold car and have them play it. I just happen to have it with me. They say, oh, play something. I play Cripple Creek because that I find really, really easy. And I'm probably not going to mess it up. And if they don't know that much about banjo, they won't say, oh, that old thing. They'll just say, oh, that's catchy, you know.
Yeah. I always try to hide somewhere about an hour before we play. I'll try to hide and just, I mean, if I just touch the banjo, just play and hit the strings and a few just, you know, some rolls and just something, you know, just real light, just take it easy. If I get it out and start bearing down on it, it seems like it just ties me up worse. I don't know how y'all are, but that seems like it makes me worse. But anyway, when you got a 1 o'clock workshop and you're there at 15 after or 20 after, you just got to do what you got to do.
True enough. And I was going to say it's kind of hard to hide when you're practicing banjo. You said I'm going to hide with the banjo something. Here's a question.
Yeah, sure. If I'm having to drive to the show and I know I'm going to be playing, I'll just sit and work my hand and the piano exercises. Just make it, I don't know what it's called, but for people where you make your fingers kind of work individually, I'll sit on the head of my banjo and just like pick up, you know, put three down and two down and make them, you know, kind of work individually. Seems to help pretty good and just snap my fingers or whatever and play on my knee, just different things. The best thing to do, though, is get your banjo out and be familiar with it. But if you can't, you know, you just do what you can. And definitely driving's not the best thing. Or sleeping.
It's usually a choice either drive or sleep. So.
One of the two, yeah. I can drive and get up every now and then and watch Jimmy sleep. He's pretty good at sleeping.
What about when your band works up a new tune and you have to get your banjo solo together? How do you approach that?
Most of the time I already know what we're going to be working up before we get there, and I get a head start on them. But you know, it seems like when we're working up a new tune, we'll play it, maybe chart it out. We'll have the words written down, and we might chart it out and try to have some kind of rough in as we go, and we'll get halfway through it and stop, and halfway through it and stop, till we get so everybody is familiar with the song, and then we'll work on it a little while, and then we might stop, and somebody might go get something to drink, or go get a chew of tobacco, or one of them boys, I think Clay smoked a cigarette, so whatever anybody's going to do, and take a break, and then you'll kind of find everybody individually going off, and working on maybe their solo or working on something, or if they've got twin or unison parts, you know, working on them together.
Well, what's an example of one of the most recent solos that you had to work out on the banjo, and maybe you could show how you found your way to what you're now doing?
Actually, the most recent song we've been trying to work up is probably something I can't play, but Jimmy wrote a tune and we hadn't even got a name for it yet. But just trying to hum the melody of something, getting the melody in your head is the best way of being able to do something. If you know where it's at, if you hum the melody, you can find it. I'm bad to depend on Jimmy if he writes it to hum it for me. But he wrote I remember. Tough one. Just the melody, the picking out single notes like it's real tough for me to do with going with your thumb and just trying to get from one note to the other with your left hand. We worked that one up a few days ago, and I actually could play it at the time. But stuff like that, is, you know, you go off by yourself and hum the melody and try to find it on the banjo, and it seems like everybody does that. This, you know, that's about the only way I know to work up a new tune is just if you know the melody and try to hum it to yourself.
What kind of things do you do to kind of ornament it, you know, pretty it up this or that way?
Gosh, to be honest with you, I don't have a necessarily a routine. It just seems like whatever I do or don't do just kind of happens, you know, as far as prettying up anything. It's pretty much with me, it's either melody or just try to get through a chord. I'm bad. I always use the line, go to the one. I'll be at the one chord, boys. Y'all catch me back around at the one. Sometimes there's several songs we do that we've done. I know we recorded this song Big Sky on the last project, and it's at an F sharp minor. It's the home chord on it, which is not a banjo key, but especially if you got one finger to play it with. Sometimes I just go, you know, sometimes a one or a four works against something else. So a lot of times I'll play something against something else, you know, that'll work. And if I have to omit a string or two here and there and do things like that, I try to do that. But that's usually how I try to get
just,
by.
Just to clarify a little terminology there, I was just telling my Bluegrass Jam Camp this week that they have to learn the number system to speak the language, and when he says get back to the one, that's the basic chord of the song, the key that you're in. So if you're in G, G is the one. And the four, if you go up the G scale to the fourth note, that'll be a C. So when he's talking about a C chord here, he would call it the four. But that the numbers work regardless of the key. It doesn't depend on the key.
And you don't have to be smart to learn them. It's pretty basic once you get used to it.
All right. I'm just looking at the time, and we still have a bit of time, but Bill, why don't you take a turn when you get a chance here?
Sure. I just have to be somewhere at 2, so I don't have a watch.
I've got a watch, and it's at about 20 to 2.
Oh, okay.